This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly unanimously approves National Forensic Laboratory Bill. Election Commission announces deployment of voter education volunteers in all wards nationwide ahead of polls. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari urges media to report election news in a fair, factual and unbiased manner. Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal instructs security agencies to remain on high alert during election. Nepal-India border points to be closed for 48 hours before election day. And United States and Iran agree to continue talks following mediated discussions in Oman. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly has unanimously passed the National Forensic Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081-BS. The bill was tabled by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha on behalf of Prime Minister Sushila Karki and the Minister for Education, Science and Technology yesterday. Earlier, Minister Sinha had presented the bill along with the report of the Legislative Management Committee, which was also unanimously approved. During deliberations, lawmakers including Dr. Bedu Ram Bhushal, Sumitra BC and Rukmini Kwerala took part in the discussion. Responding to lawmakers' concerns, Minister Sinha said the Act aims to strengthen forensic research, investigation and the overall development of forensic science in Nepal. Meanwhile, National Assembly Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal has directed the government to prioritize the implementation of this study report on policy issues related to National Parks 2082-BS. The directive came during discussions on the report prepared by the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee. During the discussion, several members of parliament emphasized the need for effective implementation of the report through strong policy, legal and structural measures as well as better coordination among federal, provincial and local governments. The National Assembly is scheduled to meet again on Monday, February 9 at 1:15 p.m. The Election Commission has announced that voter education volunteers will be deployed in all 6,743 wards across the country ahead of the House of Representatives election for March 5. According to the Commission, volunteers will be mobilized through district election offices in all 753 local levels. Assistant spokesperson at the Commission Kulbahadur GC said experienced child development facilitators, female community health volunteers and community service center operators will be appointed for voter education and the recruitment process has already begun. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has released details of candidates included in the closed list under the proportional representation system. A total of 3,135 candidates have been listed, including 1,772 women and 1,363 men. The data reflects higher female representation among younger age groups, while male candidates dominate older age brackets. Candidates range in age from 25 to over 80 years. Under inclusive categories, the list includes candidates from indigenous nationalities, caste Arya, Dalit, Tharu, Madhesi and Muslim communities. 64 political parties submitted closed lists to the commission, though only 22 parties nominated candidates in all 110 constituencies. The commission has removed the names of 76 candidates following complaints. In the meantime, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has urged the media to report election-related news in a fair, factual and unbiased manner. Speaking in Sano Timi, he asked journalists not to promote or oppose any party or candidate and said investigations are underway into violations of the Election Code of Conduct. Meanwhile, the Press Council Nepal has decided to strengthen monitoring of media compliance with the Election Code of Conduct ahead of the polls. It will conduct awareness and training programs on the Election Code of Conduct and the role of media in major cities across all 7 provinces. The council also plans to update systems related to newspaper classification, evaluation, distribution, auditing media records and award procedures to make them more objective, transparent and effective. In addition, it has urged all media outlets to strictly follow the election code of conduct to help ensure a free, fair and impartial election environment. Moreover, the Commission said preparations for the election are progressing rapidly. So far, 8.44 million ballot papers have been printed for the first-past-the-post system out of more than 20 million required. Printing and packaging have been completed in 32 districts, while more than 20.8 million ballot papers for the proportional representation system have already been printed, packed and verified. The Election Commission also said the Central Monitoring Committee has sought clarification from 34 individuals and political parties for violating the Election Code of Conduct, with 24 responses received so far. In terms of security, Nepal-India border points will be closed for 48 hours prior to the March 5 election. The decision was taken during a coordination meeting between Nepal's armed police force and India's Sahastra Seema Bal to prevent cross-border crimes and ensure election security. Additionally, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has instructed security agencies to maintain high alert and ensure robust election security. A meeting of the Central Security Committee reviewed preparedness under the Integrated Election Security Plan. The meeting also decided to strengthen monitoring of social media misuse, ban drones during the election period, ensure insurance coverage for security personnel and take action against the spread of fake or hate content. The Election Commission has reiterated that all these measures aim to ensure a free, fair and credible House of Representatives election. The Sudhur Paschim Provincial Government has decided to provide 100,000 rupees each as humanitarian assistance to the families of those who lost their lives in the bus accident that occurred on Thursday night. A cabinet meeting held yesterday under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah decided to provide relief to the families of the deceased and ensure free treatment for the injured at government hospitals. The Bajang-bound bus carrying wedding attendees from Puchodi Municipality 7 crashed at Badgao Mod, where 8 people died on the spot and 5 others later scrambled to death at Dadeldhura Hospital. The death toll from the accident has reached 13, including children and adults. Baitadi Police Chief Deepak Kumar Roy has said that the identities of the victims have been confirmed from Bajang and Baitadi. 34 others injured in the accident are receiving treatment in hospitals in Dadeldhura, Thangadi and Bachang. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज In a milestone move for public health care, Patan Hospital has fully digitalized all of its services, including emergency, outpatient and inpatient care. Located in Lagan Khel, Lalitpur, the hospital has become Nepal's first state-run multi-specialty hospital to complete full digital transformation. The digital services were officially launched by Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam during the 18th anniversary celebration of the Patan Academy of Health Sciences held at the hospital premises yesterday. Developed over the past decade in close coordination with medical professionals, the integrated system brings administration and clinical services onto a single digital platform. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Senior officials from the United States and Iran have agreed to continue discussions following mediated talks held in Oman. The BBC quoted Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi as saying the talks focused exclusively on Iran's nuclear program and also described the meeting as a good beginning. The discussions were mediated by Oman's foreign minister, who said the talks helped clarify positions and identify possible areas for progress. The talks come amid heightened tensions, including a significant U.S. military buildup in the Middle East. These are the first direct U.S.-Iran talks since last year's conflict involving Israel and Iran. While both sides have left open the possibility of further meetings, it remains unclear whether a comprehensive agreement can be reached. Now a sports news update. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 begins today, February 7, with India and Sri Lanka co-hosting the global tournament. 20 teams will compete in 55 matches across venues in both countries, with the final scheduled for March 8. According to the International Cricket Council, the 2026 edition is aimed at expanding cricket's global footprint, particularly among emerging nations. Nepal are among the participating teams, continuing their growing presence on the international stage, featured for the first time in the Men's T20 World Cup in 2014, a tournament that significantly boosted interest and development of cricket nationwide. Ahead of the competition, team captain Rohit Kumar Podel said the team is focused on making a strong impression and inspiring young cricketers back home. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that mist is likely to occur at some places over the Tarai region today. Generally cloudy conditions will prevail over the mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, while partly cloudy conditions will occur over the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly unanimously approves National Forensic Laboratory Bill. Election Commission announces deployment of voter education volunteers in all wards nationwide ahead of polls. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari urges media to report election news in a fair, factual and unbiased manner. Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal instructs security agencies to remain on high alert during election. Nepal-India border points to be closed for 48 hours before election day. And United States and Iran agree to continue talks following mediated discussions in Oman. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.